We depend on you in this new year 2025. We have come, Lord Jesus, to ask you, Lord, clear the way for us. Let the word of God you have spoken of our lives come to pass. Lord, this year, Lord God Almighty, we are laying our requests. We are laying, Lord Jesus, our plans. We are laying, Lord God Almighty, our goals before you. We ask you to breathe upon them. We ask you to give it life. We ask you to give it life. We have come again on this holy mountain. Lord, move in our midst, Lord Jesus. Move in our midst, my Father. Move in our homes, oh God. Wipe our tears away. In the mighty name of Jesus. Le brokoto shande le brekete aparaskete kete bahai. We will not see disgrace this year. We will not see shame this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, my Father, my God, it will not be what they say, what they plan, what they program. It will not be our portion. This year, oh God, we will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This year, oh God, we will testify. I say, Lord Jesus, a woman is testifying. Obey you, you are testifying. I decree, Vicky, you are testifying. I declare over your life, Esther, you are testifying. In this new year, in the name of Jesus, no one on this platform will be without testimony. No one on this platform will be without results. No one on this platform will be without evidence. It is not going to be according to the negativities. It will not be according to the negative voices. You are a testifier in 2025 by the power of the name of Jesus, by the mercies of the Lord. My case will not be different from others. As you are lifting men and women, Lord, my case, oh God, you will lift me in the name of Jesus. As you are making a way for someone, God, you will make a way for me this year. In Jesus' name we are praying. We just want to say, Baba o Eshe, we have come to sing. Baba o Eshe, we have come to say, we have come to sing. Baba o Eshe, we have come to say, Baba o Eshe. We just want to say, we just want to say, Baba o Eshe. We just want to say, Baba o Eshe. Faithful, yes, Lord. You are faithful. King of kings, Lord of lords. You are faithful. You're faithful, my God. You are faithful, Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you. Oh, faithful, faithful, that is your God. You are faithful, King of kings, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are faithful. Yes, Jesus, you are faithful. Only you are faithful. King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. King of kings, King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. Oh, King of kings, King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship you. King of all kings, King of kings and Lord of lords, we worship the King of kings and Lord of lords. We worship the faithful God. Yes, you are King of kings, Lord of lords. King of kings and Lord of lords. King of kings, Lord of lords. We worship you. Somebody worship the ever faithful God. Worship the God that can never lie. He can never fail. What he says he will do is what he will do. If you have sung and say faithful, forever he is faithful. The same God will be faithful to you and your family in 2025. I decree and I declare, open your mouth and pray. You will see the hand of a faithful God. You will see the hand of a merciful God. You will see the hand of a consistent God. You will see the hand of a mighty God. Lord, I will see the hand of a faithful God. In this year, I will see the hand of a good God. I will see the hand of a mighty God. My life, Lord Jesus, will experience the faithfulness of God. My family, my father will experience the faithfulness of God. Everywhere I turn in this year, it is goodness. Everywhere I turn in this year, it is might. Everywhere I turn in this year, there is blessing. I will see the faithfulness of God in 2025. I will record the goodness of God in 2025. I decree it. I declare it. I speak it into the atmosphere. I speak it into 2025. I will not be cut off. I will not be cut short. I will not be cut off. I will not be cut short. My case will not be different. Others will not go ahead of me. Lord, I awake, oh God. I awake, oh God. I run. I catch up. I overtake in this year, 2025. I wake up from every sleep, from every slumber, from every failure, from every sadness, from every depression, from every confusion. I charge you in the name of the Lord. Wake up in 2025. Wake up in 2025. Run, Kalebrin Katabahai. Run into your glory. Run into your destiny. Run into your call. Run into your assignment. Run into your career. Run into your business. Do not sleep. Do not slumber. Do not be stuck. I lose the chains from your feet. I lose the chains from your mind. Wake up right now. Run in the name of Jesus. Catch up those who have gone. Catch up with those who have gone. Catch up with those who have gone. Don't lag behind. Don't lag behind. Don't lag behind. Don't slow down. Don't let the obstacles you meet stop you. Don't let defeat. Don't let sleep. Don't let procrastination. No self-doubt. Nothing will stop you. No limitation. Catch up now in the name of Jesus. Catch up now in the name of Jesus. As they are running, run also. As they are running, run also. As men are running in 2025, I speak over you. You run also. You catch up. You run. You catch up. I decree and I declare. You run. You catch up. Whatever has slowed you down in life, before you arrived in 2025, they will not stop you again. Whatever stopped you before now, whatever slowed you down before now, whatever stopped you, whatever covered you, whatever overwhelmed you, whatever you couldn't tackle, whether be it in marriage, whether be it as a mother, whatever overwhelming situation, whatever pressing situation, every character trait that was not palatable, I decree and I declare, you will leave them, you will drop them as you run. In the name of Jesus, you will run without baggage. You will run without holding you back. You will run without baggage. You will run without problems. You will run without weights. I say you are dropping the weights to run into glory, to run into your destiny. Now in the name of Jesus, that which God has designed, that which God have said you will accomplish, that which you have been wasting time, marking time for, now in the name of Jesus, let every hand that has slowed you down, every situation that has held you bound, I don't know what they are, whether be it academic finance, whether be it marriage, whether be it whatever, they leave you now, sickness, disease, whatever it is that has slowed you down, unable you to run, that has enabled you to run, now I decree and I command you, in the name of Jesus, run. You have circled this mountain for too long. God said to Joshua, tell the people to move forward. I charge you in the name of the Lord, move forward. Run out of where you are. Run out of this place. Run out of this small place. Run out of mediocrity. Run out of business. Run out of this lack. Run out of shame. Run out of fighting. Run out of confusion. Run out of these bad things. Run out from this place you are stuck, from this limiting force. Run out of this cover. Run out of this cage. Catch up with those who are making progress. Catch up with those who are making giant strides. Catch up with those who are making waves. I speak over your life in the name of Jesus. Run, catch up, and now overtake, 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 overtake in your business, overtake in your marriage, overtake in school, overtake in finance, overtake, 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 overtake. Speed up, speed up. Take all you need. Gain all you can. Take up your spear. Take up the sword. Take up your charge. Now in the name of Jesus, you are loose to prosper. You are loose to succeed. You are loose to prosper. You are loose to succeed. Move into glory. Move into destiny. Loose now. Your feet are free. Enter your next level. Enter your next place. Enter your next realm. Enter your next level. I command you in the name of Jesus. Rabakata bahai. Rabakata zekete. Le pronkoto sinkakai. La prandegete begede. Please mute yourself. Please mute yourself. You are distracting the remaining of the house. Please put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. I beg of you. Please put yourself on mute. So we could hear very clearly. Mute yourselves. Le kabaraskata bahai. Le manata katabo raskete libando bokoto zayande kete kabai puba bosilaba le mene katai. Please mute yourselves. Rakata bakatai le bronkoto silaba rabande de brege de brege de shai rababababababababa rekete kete shikapa lavando poraskete jayamana katabahai rebege de bege de bege de bege de bege de beha alkanso prokoto. In Jesus name we are praying. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 12. Please can you mute yourselves? I beg of you. The background noise is too much. Can you mute yourself? Just put yourself on mute. It will help a lot.
Praise the Lord.
The Bible says to us in Proverbs chapter 13, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. Deferred, hope suspended, hope delayed. It makes the heart sick. Plans unaccomplished. It makes the heart sick. It makes you depressed. It gives you an overwhelming feeling. Unachieved goals, dreams, they make the heart sick. Hope deferred makes you burdened, makes you sick. He says, but desire fulfilled. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Dreams fulfilled. Plans accomplished. Evidences in your hands. Ah. It is a tree of life and joy. Glory, hallelujah. Dreams, desires fulfilled. Plans accomplished. Oh my God. Goals set and accomplished. They are tree of life and joy. In this year 2025, this is my word to you this morning, this afternoon. That your hope will not be deferred. That your plans will not come to naught. They will not be suspended. It will not be delayed. It will not stop. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick. You will not have a sick heart. You will not be depressed and frustrated. Your plans and your goals you have set. The vision and everything you desire to accomplish. Every prayer you lift before the Lord God in 2025. This your hope will not be deferred. You will see it come to pass. Ah, my God. Somebody's not hearing. You will see it accomplished in the name of Jesus. Your desires will be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Your plans will be accomplished in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not start and be unable to finish. You will start and you will finish. You will start and you will finish. You will start and you will finish. Anything your hand finds to do, as you start it, you will finish it. In 2025, I decree and I declare, you will start and you will finish. Your hope will not be deferred. It will not be that you will do a carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No carryover. No delay. No carryover. No delay. Your dreams will not be aborted. Your plans will not be aborted. Your plans will not be aborted. It will be accomplished. It will be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, I decree now, I declare, let there be speed. Let there be speed. Let there be speed. Let there be speed. Accomplish it in a hurry. Finish your life goal for this year in a hurry. Finish it before the second quarter of the year. It will be fast. It will be swift. You will finish it now. In the name of Jesus, every plan, every goal, every desire, they will be fulfilled, they will be accomplished, they will be executed. You will see profit, you will see results, you will see the impact in the name of Jesus. I decree, I declare, you will not die before you finish. You will not die and you will not be stopped. Halfway, you will not be stopped. Halfway, you will not die on your projects. You will not die on your marriage. You will not die on your goal. In the name of Jesus, it will not be cut short. Every Sambalat, Kaboras Katabahan. Every Sambalat, every Tobiah that wants to stop you from finishing what you are set to do, I say they go down as you rise. The Bible says to us on the book and the account of Nehemiah that Nehemiah had a project to finish the house of the Lord that was in ruins. And as he set out to finish the house of the Lord that was in ruins, to put it in order, to make it beautiful, to have a place of worship, to make his people happy, to give his heart joy and peace. Now there rose men who say he will not accomplish his desire. Now rose men who say he will not fulfill it. They stood as a barrier. They stood as a falsehood. They rejected his accomplishment. They wanted him to fail. They wanted him to be stopped. They wanted to cut him short, but I decree and I declare every Sambala, every Tobiah, every wicked man standing on your way to success in 2025, they are removed now in the name of Jesus. I uproot them now in the mighty name of Jesus. You will not see them. You will finish what you have started. You will finish that which God has placed in your heart to do. You will accomplish it. Open your mouth and say, I will accomplish my dream. I will accomplish my goal. I will not be stopped by forces of darkness. Rakatabalai. Please pray. Rande kete kete. I decree and I declare, as I start it in January, I will finish it in December. As I start it in January, I will testify. It will be a come and see what the Lord has done testimony. I will call men to come and celebrate the accomplishment of my hands. Ekabarandakata. By the mercy of God, I will finish. I will finish. I will finish. I will finish. I will finish well. Rakatebena. I said to us last year, I say how you end will determine how you will start. And now we are starting on a note that we will finish whatever we have started. Oh my God. We take over January. It will be finished. We will accomplish. We will start well. We will finish. We take over February. These were the prayers we prayed last year. Every month is a month that we are finishing every goal, every project, every desire, every plan, everything the Lord has spoken to you. You will not leave any stone unturned. Ah, anyone, they say you will not enter match here. I reject it and I decree you are not dying before you finish. You will not die halfway. You will not die on the journey to greatness. You will not die on your journey to greatness. You will not die. Open your mouth and pray. I will not die on my journey to greatness. I will not die on my journey to greatness. I will not die halfway. I will not be stopped. Every Sambalat, every Tobiah, every Gashem that wants to stop me, they will not kill me. They will not stop me. I will finish. I will finish. I will finish. I will finish. There will be no gap on my wall. There will not be any gap on my plans. There will be no stone unturned. Every plot to harm me, every plot to kill me, every plot to uproot me, it will not stand, it will not prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. Nehemiah chapter 6. Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 1 says, when Sambalat, Tobiah, and Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies. If you have your Bible, kindly open to it, or do well to write it down, because you need to pray with the word. When Sambalat, Tobiah, I need you to look at. Not just one man came against the building that Nehemiah was carrying out. Not just one man. It was an association of men. Any association gathered against you in 2025, it will not stand. In the name of Jesus. When Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem, the Arab, and the rest of our enemies, as many that will come against you, that will rise against you, as many that will gather hand to hand, mouth to mouth, blood to blood, to say no to your rising, your accomplishments, say no to your success, to you having a celebration party that says you will not become great, I decree and I declare, as they have gathered together, so will they scatter for your sake. So will they scatter for your sake. So will they scatter for your sake. They will run helter-skelter in seven directions in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, when they found out that I had finished rebuilding the wall, and that no gap remained. When they found out I had finished building the wall and there was no gap that remained, no stone was left unturned, Nehemiah made sure, despite the opposition, he kept building. Oh my God. If you read through the scriptures, the Bible says he held one with the spear and another with the instrument of his construction. One carried weapon in case my enemies come. And the other one carried the trowel and the cement he was building. He says, though we had not hung the doors in the gates, Sambalat Geshem sent me a message asking me to meet them at one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But I realized they were plotting to harm me. May the Lord give you sensitivity in 2025. May you not be foolish to associate with your enemies. May you not be foolish to join hands with your killers. You will not be brought down by any form of disguise, any form of attacks and deception this year, in the name of Jesus. He says, they were plotting to harm me. Verse 3. So I replied by sending this message to them. I am doing a great work. I cannot be what? Stopped. Whose word will be this in 2025? When your enemies try to distract you, you will say, I am doing a what? A great work. I cannot be stopped. Oh my God. Your response to every noise, your response to every Tobias, Sambalat, Geshem, your response to your enemies, it will be this: I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped to come. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. Somebody say it. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. When the enemies come to distract and stop you, I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. You come and meet me. Come to meet me. Me who is carrying a spear, I am carrying power. I am carrying fire. When you come to me, I will bring you down. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. Somebody decree. Somebody declare. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. I can't come and meet you. I am doing a great work in 2025. I cannot be stopped. I can't come and meet you. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. I can't come and meet you. Leke bena makatai. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Rabandebegedebegedebegedebegedebe. La prando kopo kopo. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. In Jesus' name we are praying. Oh my God. With that, I want to announce to you the word of God to this platform for 2025. Kindly go to the platform and take a good look as I drop it. I want you to see and I want you to shout. I want you to shout, hey, alagadagadagadai. Something is about to break in our lives. Hey, rakatabakatabo sate lemene katai. Le brando kopo reskete makabai. Oh my God, jakatabapapapai. Reketekete zapa papa pa. I drop it for you to see, because this is what God is doing for us this year. Lakata sekete zinkaporaskete benai. I want you to respond. I want it with a shout. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Akabane kete librokoto shikataba labrokoto shekete kete agabala bakataba hai rekete kete. I am doing a great work. Akabekataba katai. I cannot ekele kete shikatai. I cannot be stopped. Oh, I cannot be stopped. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be stopped to come. Welcome to your word for this year 2025 on above platform. This is your year of greatness. I decree, I declare. This is your year of greatness. I decree, I declare. This is your year of greatness. I decree, I declare. This is your year of greatness. I decree, I declare. This is your year of greatness. This is your year of greatness. You are doing a great work. You cannot be stopped. You are doing a great work. You cannot be stopped. Have you seen it on the platform? Have you seen it? You are doing a great work. You cannot be stopped. We aim for greatness all the way. We aim for greatness. All the way, we aim for greatness. Somebody open your mouth and say, I aim for greatness in 2025. I cannot be stopped. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. In Jesus' name we are praying. This will be your word, your response throughout this year. No matter the Sangola, Tobiah, Geshem, and the rest of the enemies. You will understand as the years progressing. You are not going to reply just anyhow. You will not reply with cry. You will not reply with trembling. You will not reply with abandoning the word of God. There is already something to say. And what you will say to Sambala, to Tobiah, to Geshem is you are doing what? I cannot be stopped. I am doing a great work. Hallelujah. I cannot come and meet you. I cannot stop what I'm doing and come and meet you problem. Oh, Holy Ghost, I thank you, Jesus. How I wish we were alive. How I wish we were together. Oh, my God. But I want you to be excited with this word. I want you to say it everywhere you are. This is my year of greatness. I cannot be stopped. I am busy doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. Did you hear what I gave you first of all? Proverbs says, hope defer, it makes the heart sick. Hope deferred, it makes the heart sick. But desires fulfilled, it's a tree of life and joy. That will be your portion this year. Your hope will not be deferred. Nothing will stop you from accomplishing greatness in 2025. In the mighty name of Jesus, you cannot be stopped. You are doing a great work, oh. You cannot be stopped. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. We give you praise. Father, we give you words. I don't know who is excited, but I want you to begin to drive this in the spirit. I want you to begin to see what you are about to accomplish. All that God has laid for you, your business, your family.
I want you to see it and see how you are accomplishing it. I want you to see you cutting that ribbon to that shop. I want you to see you cutting that ribbon to the house as you do your housewarming. I want you to see your big things happening, your great things happening. This is your year of greatness. You are accomplishing great things. Please, please look into it. I want you to see it with the eyes of the Spirit. Ramana Kayatai. I give you time to pray and see it. You are doing a great work in 2025. You cannot be stopped. Your response to rubbish, you cannot be stopped. Your response to attacks, you cannot be stopped. You are doing a great work. You are not entering into 2025. You've not entered into this year 2025 to fail. You have not entered to stop. Ah, no. Whatever did not work in the years of your life that have passed, not now. This is your year of greatness. We aim for greatness. We aim for greatness. And greatness is our end. Ah, you are doing a great work. You cannot be stopped. I put it there. I said to you, great women think alike. This year, I want to hear your breakthrough stories. I want to see that. I want invitation. Pastor, I'm about to launch this. Come. There is a finished job I've done. Come. I want such great things to be happening on this platform. Mind-blowing testimony. Great women, we think alike. No one amongst us is a chicken. No one amongst us is weak. No one amongst us is a failure. No one amongst us is useless. I do not subscribe to it. I pronounce and decree and declare over your life now that you are great. In the name of Jesus, you are doing great things. In the name of Jesus, I bind spirit of sadness, confusion, depression, low life, low thinking, low self-esteem, lack of motivation, lack of direction. Check out now in the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. Your feet are loose. You know what to do. You are not overwhelmed. You are not confused. You begin to accomplish not small things. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You are not accomplishing small things. As I speak, I see the woman with the jars that were empty. And the instruction came that she should pour the oil into the jars. As many containers she had available, that was what was filled. I don't know who is ready to receive what I'm saying. But as you have come, so shall you receive. As I'm speaking prophetically, if you came with many jars to receive, your jars will be filled with oil in the name of Jesus. Your jars will be filled with potentials in the name of Jesus. Your jars will be filled with businesses in the name of Jesus. I pour oil, kayana manakatai. I pour oil to your empty jars. Let them be full. No one amongst us is empty. No one amongst us is dry. No one amongst us is a failure. I pour life to you. I pour oil to your jars. I pour oil to your business. I pour oil to your empty jar. Hey, I pour oil to your empty jars. Rakataya. It is a metaphor for dry, dead business. What has never stood up? Anything that has never risen? What you have been struggling? Receive oil. Receive life. They wake up. You are full to grow. You are full to spread. You are full to accomplish. Now go and prosper. Now go and be great. You are called a woman of greatness. This is your year to be great. You must be great. I decree it. I declare great impacts. You will do great things. You will do great accomplishments. Ekapanakatai. Great movements. La Brando Kobo. Great businesses. Adaladakatai.
Gadai, Eleme Gadai, Reben Gadabai, oh my God, Randaka, Elebrengede, Rebengedeba, Rebengedeba Gadai, I see greatness, it rests on you, it rests on you, it rests on you, it rests on you now, Rabango Bekatai, I bind every strange curse, every label, every word that is spoken against your rising, they say you will never rise, I cancel it, I uproot you from the place of failure, I bring you out of that place of shame, I bring you out of the place of sameness, of smallness, no small thing, it will no longer be you, you will not be the one who is last, you are not going to be last, it will not be anymore, that you will be looked over, you will not be looked over, you are the preferred one, I speak over your life, you are great in 2025, you are accomplishing great things, you are fulfilling great destiny, you are doing great things, what you have never thought, what eyes have never seen, what has never been put in the ears of men, the Lord God Almighty, we are crying unto today, that we are speaking to today, he will make you great, he will cause you to flow, in the name of Jesus, your empty jars become full, your empty jars receive life, receive oil, now, in the name of Jesus, I speak to you, woman, you are coming back with testimonies daily. This is the year for greatness. This is the year for greatness. I don't know who is listening to me. I don't know who is catching what I'm saying, but I pour into you prophetically. This year, in the name of Jesus, accomplish great things. Your hope will not be deferred. Your hope will not be abandoned. Your hope will not be aborted. Your plans will not be cut short. In the name of Jesus, everything you have set your heart to do, the Lord give it speed. The Lord give it backing. The Lord give you wind. I say, let there be wind to your sail. Rabanga lopekai. I call men. I call women to assist you. Rakata balakatai. The help you need, receive it. The insight you need, have it now. The wisdom you need, receive it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth one more time and decree and declare, I am great. In 2025, I don't know if you are praying. I don't know if you are praying. Rapakata balanda balaskete, rabanda koto palataya, lebrando kopolanda katai. I don't know if you are here to joke, but I would encourage you and I will plead with you. Please don't take this prayer for granted. I will encourage you. I will plead with you. And I'm asking you, please pray for yourself. If the Lord is set to do this thing, it's not by my power. It is not by my might. I'm not the one to accomplish it. But this is the word of the Lord. If you tap into it, if you align to it, if you believe it, if you connect to it, it will happen for you. We will still get to the end of the year. We will see results. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. May it be you are part of those sharing testimony. In the name of Jesus, before the year comes to an end, may you finish all that you have written on your goal. May you finish all you have written at your vision board. At the half of the year, in the name of Jesus, receive speed. Receive the help of God. Receive speed. Receive the help of God. Receive speed. Receive the help of God. Now in the name of Jesus, accomplish great things by the power of God, by the power of the Lord. Receive speed. Let the things that have been working against you before now, let them go down, never to rise or stop you again. In the name of Jesus, everything that has been working against you, everything that has been working against you, oh my God, now they lose their grip, they lose their hold over your life because the word of God has come forth. You will prosper. You will succeed. You will accomplish. You are great. This is the label I wear for you. This is the cloth you carry. No more failure. I erase the mark of failure from you. I erase the mark of backwardness, of stagnation. You are always the last, but not anymore. I decree and I declare you carry the mark of greatness. This is what will be showcased everywhere you go. You will see it. You will hear it. People will say something is different. Mark of greatness is on you. Everything you do, it yields great results. In the name of Jesus,
Everywhere you go, you yield great results. In the mighty name of Jesus, I welcome in your testimony. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I wait and I receive them because I know God is doing great things. He has done it for you. 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 Father, we thank you. Rakata bahai, Rebecca tozahi, alemenega dabai, rabandekete beha, labrankoto sila, rabandekete, ashanda labrankato, ebendega bagadai, abarobobobobo, elekato, ekata zenkete kete, akabaraskata, no sickness will plague you in this year, in the name of Jesus. Yes, every arrow they shot at you, it will not stand, no sickness will stop you. Katabakata le brankotoli la mene katabakata. You will not lose your bearing. You will not lose your footing. Ekazikatai. As the years progressing, you will not lose your hold. You will not lose your footing. In the name of Jesus, ekabarandekete. From start to finish. From start to finish. From start to finish. From start to finish. In the name of Jesus, plans begin to roll out. Plans begin to roll out. Plans begin to roll out. No confusion for you. No backwardness, no setbacks. I pray, I speak over you. Go and prosper. Go and conquer. Go and succeed. Go and take over in the name of Jesus. Akaliza lama lemene katobelai. You aim for greatness. You will receive it. You will achieve it. You will accomplish it. Greatness is your portion in this year. In the name of Jesus. Greatness is your portion in this year. In the name of Jesus. I decree, I declare, I call you, I place you on a high place. You are great. Never to come down. Never to be shaken. Never to fail. Never to fall, never to be disgraced. In the mighty name of Jesus, anyone who has dug a pit for anybody here with a date, in this year, I decree and I declare you will not fall into such traps. From your workplace, you will not fall into such traps. Whoever it is that has dug a pit for your feet, you will not fall into it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say you will not fall into traps. You will not fall into pits. You will not fall into traps. You will not fall into pits. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord give you wisdom. The Lord give you insight. The Lord give you a discerning spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not join hands with a wicked one. You will not associate with a wicked one. You will not partner with your enemy. In the name of Jesus, you will not associate with a wicked one. You will not partner with your enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, every Sambala, I pray one more time, every Tobiah, every Geshem, all the enemies that want to stop you from finishing your work, from putting things in place, I speak over them and I say you will not see them in the name of Jesus. Because the word of the Lord has come forth and it has decreed and said over you, you will not be stopped. Your great work will not be stopped. In 2025, your great work will not be stopped. Hey, somebody, please see that thing you are about to do as a great work. If you don't see it as is a great work, perhaps you may not give it the kind of backing in prayer you need to. Nehemiah did not downplay it to be that he's going to rebuild the temple and it was nothing. No. It was a big deal. If it was not a big deal, why will all these men rise up against him? If it was not a big deal, why would they rise up against the project? Sambalat, Tobiah, Geshem, and the rest of the enemies. That's what the Bible says. Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 1. And the rest of the enemies, as many that come against your big work, come against your great work, come against your project, they will not succeed. In the name of Jesus, I want you to see what you are doing. Perhaps you have not given it the thoughts as you should, but do well to see what you are doing in 2025 as a great work. You will have opposition. You will have naysayers. Some people say you are not good enough to go into this, your tailor. It is slow. People will tell you many things. A lot of discouragement. People will want to discourage you. But see it as a great work. As Nehemiah placed it so high,
The Bible says
he had to tell them, I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. I cannot be stopped to come. I cannot stop to come. I cannot come and meet you. You are a waste of time. You are a distraction. That will be your reply. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Somebody open your mouth and begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to give him all of the praise. Thank him that he has gone ahead of you and he has given you a word you will run with in 2025. Thank him that he has given you a word that you will run with in 2025. Father, we give you praise. Jakala mana katabahai. Lebro koto sinda papapai. Raban katabahai. Elemene katobe. I am part of the first testifiers. I will testify. I am part of the first testifiers. I will testify. I am part. Oh my God. I'm so excited. I am part of the first testifiers. I will testify. I will testify. I will testify of the greatness of God in my life. Of the great God I serve. He's making me a great one. He's making me a great woman. I am great. I am great. I am great. I am great in the name of Jesus. This is my year of greatness. I am great. Rakata menahai. Rakoto benagatai. Elebrenketekete. I am doing a great work. I cannot be stopped. I am doing a great work. I cannot come. I cannot come and meet you. I am doing a great work. Lakaba lakatai. Ekabo raskatai. My mindset shifts to greatness. My thoughts shift to greatness. My hands move to greatness. My feet move to greatness. Yes, Lord, all around me, that is all I see. Me accomplishing great things, not small things, not small things, great things. This is my level. This is my height. This is where I should be. This is what you have approved for me. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, oh God. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. Great women. Hallelujah. Great women. Praise the Lord. If you know that is who you are, praise the Lord. I say great women, praise the Lord. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Oh, what a beauty to be when we all gather and people are testifying, I did this, I did that, and I did this. What a beauty to be. It'll happen for us in the name of Jesus. So this is the word of God to this platform this year. Greatness, greatness, greatness. We aim for nothing less. We are aiming for nothing less. Please, even me, my business, I'm still praying and asking God, may I not get stuck in small? Ah. If God is saying such a word, that means he can take us bigger than where we imagine. That business you are doing is comfortable, but God can change it to another type. Greatness. You are selling. You are doing business in food. You are a tailor. You are into catering. You are a civil servant. Whatever it is you are doing. Bless the Lord for that level. But I need you to see a greater is coming. So you don't settle for there. A greater is coming. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations to all great women on above platform. I welcome you to your year of greatness. Go and write that book. Go and write that book. Yes. Go and bid for that job. Go and put your resume together. Because we're about to take the world by storm. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. You're about to shock your family. You're about to shock friends. You are moved by a different voice and a different wind. And it is greatness. Go and do exploits. In the name of Jesus. Nothing is stopping you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to appreciate everyone and welcome you back to the platform. Welcome to 2025. Thank you for being a part of this platform. I can say for sure that God has great things stored for us and you will be a partaker in the name of Jesus. I would like for us, if it's not going to be a bother, if we can gather again on Friday, because there's so much to do. Our once in a week meeting is beautiful. It has gathered us people, but there's so much to unpack. There's so much God wants to say to us and pray. We need to pray. I know most of us are also praying in our churches. We may be praying with other groups and all. But if you can spare Friday, if you can, yes, we'd like for us just to meet, even if it's for even a 30 minutes to pray. It will help us a whole lot to just keep reinforcing what the word of God is for our lives in this month and in this year. Yes. If you can, it will be awesome. So, I'm putting it out there. If we can meet again on Friday, just to pray, just to reinforce the word of God and drive things deep into the spirit. There's so much, there's little time. I just want us to pray. Perhaps on Friday, we will just pray. Perhaps on Friday, we will just only come and just pray and just pray and just pray. By the grace of God, it will do us all good. Yes. I don't know if we're all game. I don't know if we're all game with that. I would do well to make I will put it on the platform. I will put the timing on the platform. So it will not clash with our day. Friday. I will put it up. So thank you very much, everyone, once more. The Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine over you. As you step out and as you finish the rest of the week, you will see greatness all around you in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Let's share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, God, your goodness, your mercies, they are following us all of the days of our lives. And as we dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you one more time. Enjoy the rest of your day and week. Bye.